Want an ad-free version of Daily Tech Headlines and support the show directly? Go to DailyTechHeadlines.com to find out how.
When you're ready to pop the question, the last thing you want to do is second-guess the ring. At BlueNile.com, you can design a one-of-a-kind ring with the ease and convenience of shopping online. Choose your diamond and setting. When you find the one, you'll get it delivered right to your door. Go to BlueNile.com and use promo code LISTEN to get $50 off your purchase of $500 or more. That's code LISTEN at BlueNile.com for $50 off your purchase. BlueNile.com, code LISTEN.
My business used to be weighed down by the complexities of in-person payments. Then, Stripe Tap to Pay on iPhone came along and changed everything. With Stripe, I streamlined my payment process effortlessly. No more juggling different methods. Just a simple tap on my iPhone and transactions are complete. What's truly remarkable is how Stripe caters to all my customers' preferences. Whether they're using cards, Apple Pay, or other digital wallets, Stripe ensures a smooth checkout experience every time. Setting up Stripe was a breeze, taking just minutes to get up and running. From local markets to global retailers, Stripe helped me expand my reach and grow my business with ease. To learn how Tap to Pay on iPhone and Stripe can help grow your revenue and reach, visit stripe.com/tapiphone.
These are the Daily Tech Headlines for Friday, January 12, 2024. I'm Rob Dunwood. In its latest Dev Channel preview, Microsoft is testing out launching Copilot automatically when Windows 11 starts. The company says its AI-powered assistant will launch on widescreen devices upon Windows startup, but doesn't tell us exactly what a widescreen device is. Feedback from the Dev Channel preview presumably will determine whether a broader rollout will follow. Popular tech newsletter Platformer is leaving Substack over its policies around in response to pro-Nazi publications using the platform. Substack co-founder Hamish McKenzie said it would not remove or demonetize Nazi content back in December, although Substack is reinterpreting its rules. Platformer founder Casey Newton says that readers have made it clear that the publication should leave Substack. Platformer is migrating to Ghost, and if all goes well, subscribers will receive the newsletter next Tuesday, January 16th, from its new home. In an internal memo, Discord CEO Jason Citron said the company grew headcount too quickly over the past few years, and to sharpen our focus and improve the way we work together to bring more agility to our organization, the company is laying off 17% of its workforce, or about 170 employees. These cuts are Discord's largest to date after the messaging app laid off about 4% of its staff last August. Hertz, the largest car rental company in the United States, is selling a third of its electric vehicle fleet, about 20,000 EVs, mostly Teslas, and replacing them with gas-powered cars. Hertz cites low demand, falling resale prices, and high repair costs as the reasons for the decision. Google announced that it will support more real money games in the Play Store in 2024, allowing more types of games in the category following local laws. Real money games are defined as any type of game that allows users to bet and win money. Google said that the program with extended support for real money gaming will start in India, Brazil, and Mexico in June and roll out in more countries planned in the future. Despite 2023 being the year that kicked off the generative AI revolution, U.S. startup funding dropped 30% to $170.6 billion, down from $242.2 billion in 2022. This is a continued slump in venture capital funding, down from its peak in 2021 when startups raised $348 billion. AI startups did receive one of every three venture capital dollars invested in 2023, but reduced access to capital and higher interest rates have been a drag on the startup scene as a whole. Verizon has settled a 2023 lawsuit for $100 million where current and former users alleged the company unlawfully tacked on additional administrative charges to their service bills without consent. Verizon also never adequately or honestly disclosed the fee to customers before they subscribed to its services and uniformly charged them higher monthly rates than it advertised and promised. Verizon admitted to no wrongdoing, according to the settlement website. Prerequisites for ordering Apple's new Vision Pro have come out, and those looking to acquire the new mixed reality headset will need an iPhone or iPad with FaceTime to determine the right size light seal and headbands, which work together to give you a precise fit. Those who wear glasses will also need a valid unexpired prescription from a U.S. eye care professional to get the proper Zeiss optical inserts that accommodate most prescriptions. Following their green light from the U.S. Securities and Exchange Commission on Wednesday, U.S. Bitcoin ETF saw $4.6 billion in volume on their first day of trading Thursday. The products mark a watershed moment for the cryptocurrency industry that will test whether digital assets, still viewed by many professionals as risky, can gain broader acceptance as an investment. And finally, two 10,000-unit batches of Rabbit's R1 Pocket AI Companion have sold out in 2 days. Rabbit would have been happy to sell just 500 units of its $199 large action model R1 handheld AI device, but after going on pre-sale Wednesday, all 10,000 sold out in under 24 hours. A second batch was added Thursday, and it too sold out in under 24 hours. Now Rabbit is on to batch 3, but unfortunately, this run won't be available until May or June of this year. For more discussion of the tech news of the day, subscribe to DailyTechNewsShow.com. You can find show notes and links to all the headlines there as well. Thanks for listening. We'll talk to you next time.
My business used to be weighed down by the complexities of in-person payments. Then, Stripe Tap to Pay on iPhone came along and changed everything. With Stripe, I streamlined my payment process effortlessly. No more juggling different methods. Just a simple tap on my iPhone and transactions are complete. What's truly remarkable is how Stripe caters to all my customers' preferences. Whether they're using cards, Apple Pay, or other digital wallets, Stripe ensures a smooth checkout experience every time. Setting up Stripe was a breeze, taking just minutes to get up and running. From local markets to global retailers, Stripe helped me expand my reach and grow my business with ease. To learn how Tap to Pay on iPhone and Stripe can help grow your revenue and reach, visit stripe.com/tapiphone. My business used to be weighed down by the complexities of in-person payments. Then, Tap to Pay on iPhone and Stripe came along and changed everything. With Tap to Pay on iPhone and Stripe, I streamlined my payment process effortlessly. Now I can accept in-person, contactless payments right from my iPhone. No extra hardware required. What's truly remarkable is how I can cater to all of my customers' payment preferences. Whether they're using cards, Apple Pay, or other digital wallets, Tap to Pay on iPhone and Stripe ensure a smooth checkout experience every time. And it's not just me. Stripe helps businesses of all sizes, from local markets to global retailers, scale quickly and stay agile. To learn how Tap to Pay on iPhone and Stripe can help grow your revenue and reach, visit stripe.com/tapiphone.